This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Paris Schillen, and yours truly, Doug Steffen, with a couple of quickies before Jennifer takes the reins. I see Kim Jong Fatty executed some of the people in his posse, in his gang.
We knew the guy that he executed, actually. That was the guy that would come to the United States. He was the envoy to the United States.
Right. See you later, alligator. What happened? Apparently there was some disconnect, but he accused him of spying for the United States. That's why he executed him.
He said he was spying. He also said he wasn't accurately reflecting what the negotiations were. Because remember, this was the guy who was very integral in negotiating that second meeting with President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the one that fell apart, where both of the leaders walked away. And that was because they were clearly on different pages. The United States had one set of expectations. Kim Jong-un had another. And so Kim Jong-un, I guess, put the blame on this guy for not communicating clearly what Americans wanted. Wanted. Right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay,
you don't want to screw up on your job in North Korea, apparently.
Feed it to the dogs, as far as, hey, man. There is a conversation about this guy who set himself on fire at the White House. Name is Arnav Gupta. Isn't there a guy on CNN named
Sanjay.
Gupta? Sanjay. No relation. He was from Bethesda, Maryland. Died from his injuries. He lit himself on fire just south of the White House. Fire was extinguished. The man was brought to the hospital, but he died there.
He was really on fire. I don't know if you guys saw him or not, but he was like,
video.
There wasn't just a few sparks. I mean, he was fully on fire. They had to like hose him down. And the weirdest thing was he was on fire and he was just walking like nothing was going on. Like he was just out to see the White House. And he was on fire.
Oof. So, Felicity Huffman, we all know her story, facing time in jail for her involvement in the college admission scandal. So, apparently, people were taking shots at William H. Macy, her husband, who was carrying a graduation balloon that basically congratulated his daughter for graduating from high school as she prepared to go to college. So why would you be dumb enough to, what, you don't think people are going to scrutinize? Maybe he didn't care. Maybe that's the deal. He looks old and tired, doesn't he? Look at he just looks old and tired. Maybe you think he just looked that way in the movies and stuff that he's been in. But anyway, so I just thought that was kind of an interesting observation because Hoffman has admitted to paying a college consultant to improve her daughter's chances of getting into college. So he's walking around with, congrats, grad. You see the pictures of him with these balloons?
Well, is the daughter who's in high school the one that had...
No, I think there's an older one who's already in.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you're a father, you're still going to celebrate your daughter's graduation.
Is that too picky?
They were caught on tape saying that they weren't or they were supposedly looking into using Rick Singer for the younger daughter, the one who just graduated, but then they backed out and said that I guess maybe they didn't need it or she didn't need it. I'm not sure, but there was a discussion of potentially using him again, and then they decided not to.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Jennifer, what's cooking?
Well, the text messages and the report of Jussie Smollett, the actor formerly of Empire, who said he was attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats in Chicago, those allegations were strongly suspected to be lies by Chicago, although he was let off the hook for his legal part in all of this. But now that the case is being unsealed, we're getting a lot of new information from the police report, also text messages sent back and forth from Jussie Smollett. All of that becomes part of the public domain. And apparently the text messages revealed that on various occasions over the past year, Jesse Smollett requested that an associate get him cocaine, ecstasy, and marijuana. He would send payment for those with his Venmo app. These purchases of narcotics are actually referred to in the police report that was hundreds of pages long. That sounds kind of funny. And were part of the documents released by the Chicago Police Report, Police Department on Thursday. They talk about the investigation of his claim that he was the victim of a hate crime. And it was revealed, the way this case sort of fell apart, is that the day before Jesse Smollett was scheduled to appear on Good Morning America, that's when the Osandario brothers, who were the ones who were friends with Jesse Smollett, who actually perpetrated this attack on him, actually came clean to the police. I guess it was enough pressure for them. And so the day before he went on Good Morning America and said all of those things, told his side of the story, they actually told police what really happened, and they turned over text messages and all kinds of other evidence, receipts and such. They gave them the whole rundown and timeline of where they were so that police could investigate and get that footage from that store where they bought the bandanas and the rope and all of that stuff that made its way onto television. But now we know that not only did he have this issue with the Osandario brothers, but before that, on multiple occasions, he would use his Venmo to get all sorts of different drugs. And that dates back to September of 2017. So more bad news for Jesse Smollett.
Is there anything in there where he is ordering the attack or discusses the attack?
Connection.
That's really over, what everyone's looking for.
Right, and they turned over phone records and text messages. That's what's actually part of this report, is that the Osandario brothers actually provided evidence that Jesse Smollett was in contact with them. So that is part of this. I think the biggest story is that he was using his cell phone for procuring drugs for the year before. Yeah. That's what is new from all of this.
The biggest story is that in the record, this all is there, and they let him off the hook. The Chicago... Yeah. ASA lets him off the hook.
But see, I'm still confused, because what the world has been, since this story broke, what we all have been looking for is, did he order the attack? Is there evidence that he told the guys, all right, you're going to attack me here, and blah, blah, blah. Is there a plan? Because other than that, these guys could say, oh, yeah, he told us to do it, but really maybe they were trying to mug him. You know, like, just because they were in contact with him doesn't mean that he did order the attack on himself. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just what I think everyone's looking for. Definitive evidence. Did he orchestrate this attack on himself?
Well, I think it's the text messages. I think it's the timeline. It's the text messages. It's the receipts. It's the money. It's the check that was turned over from Jesse Smollett. I think that's what and that's part of this police report, is the Osandario brothers provided step-by-step evidence through the timeline of this attack onto Jesse Smollett. So that's part of the pages that were released, yes. But most of that has actually already been released by the prosecutor's office in Chicago. And she's facing a whole other slew of problems, because now apparently there's the reason she backed off. There was some political connections and such. So this thing, there's a lot of corruption in Chicago. The light was shown on it again in this case.
Mm. Yep. More of the same. Speaking of ne'er-do-wells, R. Kelly has been charged with 11 counts of sexual abuse. Cook County, same attorney's office we're talking about with regard to Smollett, going after Kelly with 11 new counts of criminal sexual abuse, bringing the total number of charges against him to 21, at least in Illinois. The new charges resulted from an offense that allegedly took place back in 2010. The counts are as follows: 4 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault, 2 counts of criminal sexual assault by force, 2 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and 3 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse against a victim who is between the ages of 13 and 17. Good God, what a... 3 of the 4 women from the original indictment were minors at the time. Prosecutors have charged him with using force or threatening to do so in order to coerce this young person into having sex with him. They were all underage at the time. Statute of limitations extends to 20 years if you're under 18 when this happens. So is this guy, what is everybody waiting for? Why isn't he in jail?
Well, okay. I think it looks pretty obvious that's where he's headed. So I don't know if there's a new trial date or when that's going to proceed, but I don't know how he could possibly get out of this.
What a beauty. 16 past the hour on the DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hez. I've been on a Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me to sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
And the continuing focus on what's going on in the world of conversation radio, I do with several stellar talk hosts every weekend, what's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can get the stream of that or the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. This week, the number six item is the feud between the Trumps and the McCains. Meghan McCain says the president's repeated attacks on her father have made it difficult for her to heal following the death of her dad. She was responding to reports that the White House asked the Navy to keep the USS John McCain out of view during Trump's trip to Japan. If that, in fact, is the case, that's the most immature, most childish, most ridiculous. I don't know if it's really true or not, but to have that be a focus of you, you're a grown man, for God's sakes. Is there any
truth? He said, he came out and said that he would have never asked for that. And yeah. I think anybody who knows Trump's affection for the military, I can't.
So where did the story start then?
That this would ever be true. Well, they were saying there's a couple of various reports. There's reports that, and they're investigating it at the Pentagon, that someone moved it because they thought it would upset Trump. And then there's another report that this was actually blown up and not true, that it was actually under repair and that's why it was moved, which is true.
I heard about that. I thought Trump actually had said that someone did mean well, but he didn't direct it.
That's right, but then it came out that may have not been the case.
21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tucson Train is one of those Southern California pop records that Bruce has focused on. He wasn't kidding when he said that the upcoming solo album, he's got Western Stars, would be inspired by some of this pop music from Southern Cal, music in the late 60s, early 70s. And it focuses on character-driven songs, sweeping orchestral arrangements, and this is a pretty good example of that, I think. Crank it up, Carol, would you? John Train. Got a band, it's an orchestra. He's used to playing with a band, right? The orchestra sounds a lot different. Latest example unveiled this week, Tucson Train is the song, third track that the boss has dropped in advance of the June 14th release. He has previously released the Roy Orbison-like There Goes My Miracle and a song called Hello Sunshine.
This song. I don't normally like
really?
This at all. Yeah, I love this. I love Roy Orbison. Yes, definitely. I didn't even know he could sing
hit
like
that
this.
Note.
I love this.
Still,
yeah.
He's got it. After all these
I'm not
years
a Bruce fan at all, but I like this.
Yeah, my kind of band. How does that remind me what Hello Sunshine sounds like? I know we played a bit of it last week, Kara. What is Hello Sunshine? Let's refresh. Yeah, I like this.
Oh, I like this too. I don't remember this.
You can get a little too fond of the blue.
I like the riff.
You walk too far, you walk away.
Yeah, this is good. I like this. It'll be all over our AC stations. We're playing this up the Wazoozie. All right, so that's the latest from the boss. Up next, the latest from Gaga. The House of Gaga is opening up in Vegas. So if you've ever dreamed of seeing the meat dress that Gaga wore
yes.
back in 2010 at the MTV Music Awards, that is your chance. Imagine how this smells after 10 years. It's now jerky, literally, says the fashion director of the House of Gaga. After being kept refrigerated for an unspecified period of time, it was eventually preserved by American taxidermy so it could be stored in her.
And I'm proud to say it was done in my neighborhood of the great city of Burbank. Yep.
That's where American taxidermy is?
That's, well, the guy who preserved it is in Burbank, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big stories about that, yep.
Anyway, there's a lot of dresses, lots of stuff there, Grammy costumes, Oscar costumes, wigs, accessories, on permanent exhibition in this sort of mini museum called the House of Gaga, Las Vegas, adjacent to her residency at the Park Theater at the Park MGM. This is the first time Gaga has opened her vault for people to view. Glass case after glass case, fans can see the theatrical attire designed by some of the top names in fashion. Beyond the fashion are sentimental pieces like the handwritten lyrics to I'll Never Love Again by Bradley Cooper's character Jackson Maine for Gaga's character Allie from A Star Is Born, as well as her costume there. Instead of charging an admission fee, visitors are encouraged to leave donations that will go to the Born This Way Foundation, which is a nonprofit co-founded by Gaga and her mother, supporting the mental wellness of young people and empowering them to create a kinder and braver world. Like Gaga, the House of Gaga will be forever changing, adding an extra layer of experience for those who are coming in to see this residency. So, interesting. I mean, you'd expect something like this from her. Gaga's House of Gaga, open to the public from 12 noon to 8 p.m. daily. And 12.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many in the Trump administration are now calling for the former special counsel Robert Mueller to testify before lawmakers after his public remarks on Wednesday claiming that President Trump has not been exonerated of obstruction of justice. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says...
First two pages of the report, he said, I cannot conclude that he committed obstruction of justice. End of story. That's when a prosecutor stops, an ethical one. Mm-hmm. This whole thing about, but I can't exonerate him, is completely made up by Weissman and him and these completely perverted prosecutors.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. Now, U.S. tariffs on Mexican imports could rise up to 25% over the next few months. President Trump has announced a gradual tariff plan, saying the number of illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border remains high and that Mexico should do something about it. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. If you haven't already, make sure to flip the switch on your ceiling fan. If those blades are tilted downward, cool air is being pulled from the ground, making it difficult to maintain a comfortable temperature. Also remember to turn that fan off if you're not in the room, as they technically don't cool the room itself, just the individual. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Four minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And Victoria starts things off in this hour with a trending story. What is trending, Victoria, since you are our guru of all things now?
Well, Klaus Van Bulow is trending. That's the name that you might say. Yeah, I know, right? You might go, I think I know that name, but why do I know that name? Well, Klaus Van Bulow, is the Danish-born British socialite, easy enough to say. He was convicted and then cleared of trying to kill his wife, who was the heiress, Sunny Van Bulow, in the 1980s. Now, the news, the reason he's in the news is that he has passed away at the age of 92. And this was a major movie where Jeremy Irons played Klaus Van Bulow and actually won the Oscar for that. And that was a movie called Reversal of Fortune. Now, what happened was Klaus von Bülow and his wife, Martha, her nickname was Sonny von Bülow, they apparently did not have a great marriage, and so he injected her with insulin twice to trigger her hypoglycemia, which put her into a coma that she never recovered from. He was convicted in 1982 of attempted murder at a very high-profile trial in Newport, Rhode Island, and they literally live in one of, like, the Newport mansions, if you ever go on the historic tour up there. And so the conviction was then overturned when he was acquitted after a second trial in 1985, and he had Alan Dershowitz was his lawyer, and he actually, Alan Dershowitz wrote the book Reversal of Fortune after having been his lawyer throughout the trial, and the scandal, of course, it split his family in two. His two children from his first marriage to an Austrian, or from her first marriage to an Austrian prince accused their stepfather of the attempted murder, but they did have a daughter together, and she ended up standing by her dad, so the family was pretty much splintered after that. And so it's he moved to Europe because the scrutiny in the U.S. was just too much for him to take. But it, basically, I think everyone kind of knew that he did it, and he was overturned. Alan Dershowitz, you know, brilliant lawyer, he got it overturned on lots of different technicalities, and basically the police mishandling evidence and things like that. So I think it's pretty obvious. I think everyone agreed that he definitely did it. And but you know, hey, having a good lawyer that helps you get away with a lot.
So how did he get her the insulin?
Well, apparently she needed insulin, and then he injected her twice with, I guess, I don't know if she had, if she was asleep when he did it, but apparently he gave her too much insulin, and that's what put her into a coma that she never came out of.
Wow. I
think her kids had to make
the choice.
If I remember hearing about this, I mean, not when it happened, obviously, but, like, I've seen the movie, and I think her kids had to make the decision to take her off of life support, I think. But, yeah, it was very, very scandalous.
I guess so. Jeez. All right. So now I know who Klaus van Wahoo? What's his name?
Von Bülow.
Von Bülow. Okay.
What happened to Klaus von Bülow? Does he come back
dead.
To
life?
He dead. He's
thatched.
He dead.
Yeah. So is Thad Cochran.
Oh, I know.
Remember him, the senator?
Sad.
81.
Yeah.
He was in Washington for 50 years, spent 6 years in the House, the rest of his career in the Senate, won the Senate seat in 1978. He was pretty reasonable, if I remember his legacy correctly. He was chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee and worked on $100 billion in funds as a result of what happened after Hurricane Katrina. Remember him? He was in the Navy. Oxford, Mississippi. 81, though, that doesn't seem like it's that old. Everything becomes relative when you're moving closer. And we're all moving closer. So what's the story this week, going back over what's happened at the border? We haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about the border much this week, maybe for obvious reasons. But I think there were a thousand or so migrants who were arrested this past week, and then that judge rejected the administration's move to start the construction of the wall, and then there's that $20 million that was raised by the GoFundMe page for private investment to just build a wall themselves. How do they go about getting easements and that sort of thing? Or has anybody thought it through?
They
just said,
it.
Okay,
it's already built.
They did?
It's already up. Yeah, that's the beauty of the private sector is that they raised the money and the couple of miles
where
of wall
it?
That they were in Mexico, in New Mexico,
in New Mexico,
Park, New Mexico. Yes.
So they spent $20 million, and how long's the wall that they built?
They've got a few miles of it built, and more than a few miles. They got stopped by the mayor, who said, "Wait a second, you can't do this all the way." So the mayor has put the kibosh on it, but they've already started a couple of miles of wall. They still have some money that they can use to continue, but they're in a battle now with the mayor of Selma Park.
Whose property is that they're building on?
Yeah, that's
what I'm curious about.
A lot of times it's government property. Sometimes that you have to deal with eminent domain if it belongs to people. But where this wall is, I can't imagine that a group of private citizens could go and just build through someone's backyard. It has to be government land.
All right. There's a good and a bad to this story. The boy from Georgia who got a lot of attention this week when the news media caught wind of a local Home Depot making a walker
do-it-yourself kind of, they built it themselves in their shop for a two-year-old who can't walk. There was, if you saw this or not, there was a really heartwarming story of this young boy. His name is Logan Moore, 2 years old. He can't walk on his own because he has something called hyponia. I think it's hypo, something like that, which actually affects your muscle tone, your stability. So the family was trying to figure out, because their insurance company, these bastards, man, the insurance company wouldn't give him a walker. So they had a, geez, this country when it comes to stuff like this, it's good. There's good and bad, as I said to the story. The outrage of the insurance company not giving him a walker, and then you see the pictures of him with the walker that the people at Home Depot made for him out of some PVC pipe. The store manager heard the story, and he had a couple of his guys make this. And they brought him into the store. They gave him an ice cream. And you can see pictures. Aww. He had a beautiful little face. Cute little kid. You see him? It was pretty clever what they put together. It didn't take him that much time to do it. Not much time, not much effort. But, boy, there's all kinds of tweets. This is awesome. And other things.
And you know what? PVC piping is so cheap.
Yeah.
Home Depot could really show up all the insurance companies and say, hey, look, we're just going to start making walkers for people. If you're elderly and your insurance company won't pay for it, come down to us, because it's going to cost them, a few dollars? But it's amazing PR. Serious.
We could make this in my shop on the farm.
Right.
Very easy. And then you go back to, why is it, sooner or later, I'm sure the insurance company, I don't see the name of the insurance. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to embarrass them on the air as much as possible, but I can't find the name. I just see pictures of this cute kid. He's really got a sweet little face. Such a cute little kid. So at least he's taken care of to a point. And then the life that he's going to have to live on a walker for most of his life, unless hopefully they find a cure for this. But all right, so as I said, it's good and bad to that. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Aerosol yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. Do like so many other DJV listeners have done, and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping, only for the month of May, and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief, or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token
and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Now you can earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
25% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid through 6/1/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/25inrewards for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The most recent podcast of the DJV Show, available now at djvshow.com. We talk about the newest controversy surrounding emotional support dogs and whether or not they ought to be allowed on planes. A list of the top U.S. airlines of the year. A report from the U.S. Navy pilots seeing all these UFOs fly over the East Coast. Have that conversation on the DJV podcast. Also, there's a new health study that suggests walking less than 10,000 steps a day is actually better for your health. Oh, my God, it's like science. What's one day it's right, the next day it's wrong. We also talk about Alex Trebek, who has announced this week he's near remission after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer early in the year. We also talk about some sad news for JCPenney shoppers. They've had a huge decline in sales and will be filing bankruptcy, it looks like, later on this year. So that and many other things, those of you who like to listen to the program in its entirety, this is a good way to get a succinct version of the essence of a lot of our conversations. You can find all of our podcasts at djvshow.com, on your favorite podcasting platform as well. Don't forget to download, rate, and share with us and your friends, djvshow.com. New Hampshire has abolished the death penalty. The state Senate has voted to favor a bill repealing capital punishment, overriding a veto from Governor Chris Sununu, the son of the former governor who was in the Bush. He was a big Republican activist, and I think he was the chief of staff of Bush, I think, wasn't he, for a while? Jennifer, do you remember Sununu?
Yeah, he was.
So New Hampshire is the 21st state to strike down the death penalty. The repeal goes into effect right away. Last time New Hampshire carried out an execution was in 1939. But they've got one prisoner on death row who's been there since 2007 for the murder of a police officer. See, I don't mind, how else to say this, somebody who does something like that. Yeah, it's never a deterrent, it's just vengeance, and I think every once in a while you have to take I feel almost, if it's justified. I don't like the death penalty in general because there are too many mistakes that were made, or have been made, on people who have been put to death who weren't actually guilty. So, in this case, though, I'm looking for vengeance, and then somebody would say to me, well, what makes a police officer's life more valuable than somebody else? And I don't have an answer to that, other than, they put their life on the line. Often there's some tough duties, some easy duties, some tough duty. Some police officers have it pretty easy, some have it pretty tough. And if you're out there, you never will. How many times last year did we see stories of a policeman stopping somebody alongside the road for some traffic violation, the next thing you know, he gets shot? I mean, that happened, four or five times last year, I think, if not more. That's the kind of thing. That's my reasoning anyway. I don't know how the rest of you feel about it, but by the way, the repeal doesn't retroactively apply to his case, so this guy's still going to get what's coming to him. It would appear. But then there are all these appeals that keep going on and on and on, so the system is somewhat perverted. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time for a visit with our auto expert from his website, ourautoexpert.com. We have Nick Miles visiting with us. I noticed that the suggestion has been made, Nick, that Renault and Fiat Chrysler may merge. Renault is nowhere near as successful. Fiat Chrysler is an international company. I don't know that we see too many Renaults anymore here, there, or anywhere. When's the last time you drove a Renault? Should I call it a Renault or a Renault? Yeah. What should I use?
I call them a Renault. So that's what I call them. I mean, I guess every man to himself or woman to herself. So Renault are sort of pretty big in Europe. I mean, that's where their foothold is, right? If you drive in the streets of London or Paris, you'll see lots and lots of them. So they're a strong foothold in Europe. They're famous for making really small cars, electric cars. The cars are not necessarily pretty. I did notice the last time I was in England driving. But merging with Fiat Chrysler would create the largest auto company in the world, probably.
So what's the play with Nissan and Mitsubishi? How's that all fit together?
Well, they're all sort of part of this alliance. So Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi are part of this sort of same group together. So if Chrysler get together with Renault, it potentially could be Fiat Chrysler, Renault, Mitsubishi, blah, 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 Nissan.
Really?
It's a big name.
Didn't Daimler, the Mercedes people, owned
Chrysler for a while, if I'm sort of correctly.
Yeah, back about 10, 15 years ago, and the Germans realized they didn't make good cars when they were working with the Americans. They both had different ways of looking at things. So, although, you know, a lot of cars out there now that still have parts of the Mercedes in. The most famous one, of course, is the Challenger and the 300 from Chrysler. They are still Mercedes E-Class chassis that they're built on. So there's still a lot of Mercedes inside them. This would make the largest car company in the world. Not sure it's a great idea. The reason that Fiat Chrysler want to do it, Doug, is because Fiat Chrysler are horrible at making little cars. They're horrible at making electric cars, and of course they need to get, they're very good at making big gas guzzling cars, which you and I both dearly love.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the government doesn't necessarily love that and wants them to try and at least have a go at making smaller cars. So that's the reason for that merger. $40 billion, will it happen? Who knows?
All right, speaking of electric cars, Ferrari. Who wants to drive a Ferrari that's electric? Come on. How are you going to get a car to go to 60 in 3 seconds or whatever the Ferrari does?
Well, the interesting part about it is that the speed is not an issue with electric because it has instant power. You know, Teslas are famous for being able to go to 0 to 60 miles an hour in So the electric part isn't bad, but the best part of a Ferrari, Doug, and get me right, I never owned one, by the way.
I don't like them. I think they're ugly as hell, frankly.
Really? The best part for me, and honestly, it's not the looks for me, is that burble. If you've ever heard that V12 burble, or when you drive it, that blah, 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 blah. That, to me, the big old gas engine, the air-sucking grumble, that's the best part of the car. And, of course, that would probably go away if you had a hybrid. So there's my reason to buy a Ferrari out the window.
You can make a lot of noise with a Dodge. You can get those if you're having a Challenger, man.
Even the new Supra from Toyota makes a lot of noise. Yeah. So, you know, hybrid to me, it's all about me. People turning their heads when I'm going down the street corner and listening to my car. That's not going to happen. But this looks like a nice car. It does a 4-liter turbocharged V8 that'll do 769 horsepower and also have a plug-in electric portion too. So, nearly 1,000 horsepower with the hybrid engine, which is pretty cool.
So that Nissan that makes that noise, isn't that sort of an ethnic car?
Yeah, I mean...
See it in West Side Story or something?
Yeah, that's 240Z, I think.
Yeah, right.
The old
car.
So that's
General Motors putting a lot of dough into more pickups in their Indiana plant. But are they doing better against Ford in the 150? What's going on with the GM?
No, that's an interesting problem here is they've actually slipped to number three. So Ram is now beating GM. Ram jumped into the number two position as the best-selling pickup truck. But I think GM's under a lot of pressure. They laid a lot of people off. Now they want to put this new factory in Indiana. There is probably a very clever positioning of putting it in Indiana because that happens to be where the vice president is from. So they're definitely playing to their base. But good factories mean jobs, and we like jobs.
Yep. I noticed they have resurrected the Trailblazer. I don't know what that's going to do for anybody, but it's a model. It's a name. All right, so that's the story. Nick Miles, check out his report every week at our auto.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.